Okay, it's a schuss to be back together. Unfortunately, still on Zoom. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. This will be really, we're getting closer and closer, and we feel, at least in regards to Corona, I know there's other craziness in the world, but definitely we're getting back to a sense of some level of normalcy, with Minyanim opening up, certain shuls opening up. Deeply hoping, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the Yeshuas will be much stronger. Bizoicha, this will be the final shiur that we have to give over Zoom, but it's a schus to be back together, to learn together, to grow together. I want to thank always, first of all, Aliza Schreier for making sure and taking care of all the technical details in making our shiurim happen. And we're looking forward to be back in her bias, Bekarov. And I want to thank tonight's sponsor. It's an anonymous sponsor tonight. But the anonymous sponsor is sponsoring so beautiful and really means a lot on a personal level to me. Really sponsoring based on all the chizik and all the service of our learning together and our shiurim. And it's so special to see a young woman who deeply, deeply, deeply appreciates all that we're doing in such a way. And I appreciate it in a deep way. Mirtz Hashem. Well, the chizik, all the soros tonight, should be a big schus for her and for her beautiful mishpacha, for only simcha, bracha, and continued growth. You know, the avoda in life for each and every one of us is to always be in a state of growth, to always be working in ourselves, to always be growing. And there's no question that Yom Tov, as we all just went through, Yom Tov is a special time for that growth. Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah specifically, when there's such a focus on Ruchnias, such a focus on spirituality, it's easier those times in the year to be growing. And that's our avoda, to always be growing. So each and every one of us always want to be in a state of growth. But I was thinking about it, and you know, in a sense, every Yom Tov has a duality to it. On one hand, the Yom Tov itself, we're enjoying, and we're being uplifted by the celebration of whatever it is that we're commemorating it. A few days ago, that was Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. That literally changed the trajectory of the Jewish nation until today. If we think for a moment, who would we be without Torah? What would a life be without Torah and mitzvos? And a framework to be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Yom Tov of Shavuos surely was a time to celebrate that. And in a certain way, that celebration and that commemoration is a sense of Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I believe every Yom Tov, on one level, one side of it is Hakaras HaTov for something that occurred in the past that we still feel today. And we're thanking Hashem for the Torah, as we thanked Hashem 50 days ago for Pesach. We thank Hashem, Chanukah time and Purim time, for all that He did for us. And we understand we're only here today because of those times. And that's, by the way, just for a moment, the ultimate Hakaras HaTov. True Hakaras HaTov is not just saying thank you in the moment when someone does something for you, when a family member, when a friend, but recognizing that that favor, that chesed, that toiv, changes our life, and we're a different person because of that. You know, in Parshas Vayera, Avram Avinu uses the following words. He refers to himself with tremendous humility, tremendous sense of humbleness. And he says, Va'anochi ofer ve'efer. I am as dust and ashes. This is, by the way, just to give the storyline, when Avram is going and trying to argue with Hashem to save the city of Sodom, he says, V'anochi ofer ve'efer, and the reason is, halachically, because the lower member in court is the one who gets to speak first. He's saying, I'm so lowly, you have to listen to my opinion. V'anochi ofer ve'efer. I'm like dust and ashes. And if you look at Rashi there, Rashi says, what was the reference to? What was he referring to when he says, I'm like dust and ashes? So we all know, Avram Avinu could have been dust and could have been ashes. He could have been turned into ashes when he threw himself in a fire when Nimrod said, serve Avodah Zarah, and he said, no way. And he threw himself in a fire, and Hashem saved him miraculously. And he could have been turned into dust when he went and fought with the kings. He fought with these kings, these malachim, the powers of the world. He should have been destroyed. And we know famously, miracles upon miracles. He was picking up sand. They were turning into arrows. And Hashem saved him there again. So that all happened in the past. That all happened years prior. Why is Avinu saying, Va'anoichi ofer ve'efer? I am dust and ashes. He should have said, Kvar ha'isi. He should have said, like Rashi says, in a past tense, I was dust and ashes. Not I am dust and ashes. Avram Avinu and the Torah in those words is expressing to each and every one of us what the ultimate Hakaras HaTov is. See, Avram Avinu truly felt Hakaras HaTov, thankfulness to the Ribbono Shel Olam for saving him from the fire by Nimrod, from the kings. And it wasn't just that he felt it then. Years later, he understood constantly that if it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him at that time in history, right now I'd still be ashes. Right now I'd still be dust. And therefore he said in the present tense, Va'anoichi ofer ve'efer, I am dust and ashes. And that's the ultimate Hakaras HaTov, to recognize when someone does a chesed for you, and when the Ribbono Shel Olam, all that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, it's not just he once did, I'm a different person for the rest of my life because of that, and constantly remember that. And that's one part, I believe, one angle of the holy yontav of Shavuos, and every yontav on some level, is that Hakaras HaTov, that thankfulness for the past, that thankfulness recognizing in the past that Hashem did for us, recognizing that Hashem gave us the Torah, but recognizing I'm different today because of it. Knowing that I'm a different person today because Hashem gave us the Torah years ago, thousands of years ago. And reliving that in a certain sense, but in a sense of Hakaras HaTov, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, I know that I'm a different person because Hashem gave me a Torah. And I could live a Torahic lifestyle. And I could have a Hashkafa Zachayim based on the Torah. I could have an outlook of life. And I know right from wrong. You know, the whole world is crazy right now. And discussing and trying to understand right and wrong. We all know right and wrong. We have the objective truth. God gave us right and wrong. Of course we treat every person in an incredible way. Of course we're nice to every person. Of course the color of skin doesn't mean any difference to us because we have a Torah that has taught us that. Hopefully we all know that naturally also. But the Torah is our foundation, our guidelines. And the Torah allows us, it enables us to be the best person I can be and live the most joyous life because it allows us to connect to Hashem. So I'm thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. But I'm thanking him not just that he did it then, but I'm thanking him for what I appreciate now as well. And that's one understanding. I'll tell you on a personal level, I felt this in a very, very strong way in a different sense this Shavuos. I'm sure the Chevra, a lot of the Chevra remembers. It was 1 year ago, exactly, that I ended up in the hospital for Shavuos. And a lot of us were supposed to learn together in Shavuos, and that never happened. And maybe some of you remember, it was this year, the first year after Shavuos, that I gave over all of what I went through in the hospital and how I was, Baruch Hashem, elevated in the hospital. And during that stay, when ultimately it was a virus and torn muscle, but it was crazy times. We're not going to give over again right now. Anyone who didn't can listen. It's on YU Torah last year's shir. But I'll tell you something, I want to share with everybody. You know, this year, 1 year later, having finally Shavuos that I could be with my family. Okay, wasn't a fully normal Shavuos yet, but to be with my family, and I was able to stay up learning all night, and able to daven with Minyanim outside. At least that's what I was doing. Baruch Hashem. And have a beautiful Shavuos. And be able to thank Hashem. And I mamish felt again, now, a thankfulness, Hakaras HaTov, for a year ago, all that Hashem did for me and how he was by my side. And that's true Hakaras HaTov. And we have to think about that. You know, those of us that Baruch Hashem are married and with children, and those of us that have other bracha in our life, whatever those brachas might be, whatever the brachas might be, We have to constantly thank Hashem for those brachos. We have to thank Hashem, and not just when it happened. Constantly it's happening, because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for those brachos that happened to me years ago. That's true, deep, real Hakar Zatov. So that's one element of the Yontif. One element of that Yontif is a recognition of what Hashem did for me, and a celebrating and thanking Hashem for that. But I believe there's another element of Yontif that I want to speak about tonight. Another element of Yontif, another element of every Yontif that we go through, and Shavuos for sure. The Michtam Eliyahu of Dessler and others explain that when we have a Yontif, and we had a Yontif such as Shavuos just a few days ago, it feels like so long ago, but it was just a few days ago, that Yontif is not just merely what we just discussed, a commemoration of the past, and that Hakar Zatov of the past. But it's reliving everything that we went through again. And literally all the shefa, all the influence, all the kedusha, all the ruchnius is again in the air. And it's a new celebration also. It's a new Kabbalah Torah. It's not just a focus on the past, how that affects my present, but it's a new spiritual uplifting that should uplift me now to be carried into the future. That it's also, it's not just a commemoration of what was, but it's a boost for who I'm going to be. And it's a chizik, an inspiration that can change my life. I can be and should be a different person coming out of that Yontif than I was before that Yontif. I like to say, perhaps, I was thinking about it, you know, we know we call Yom Tov often by two separate, we call it Yom Tov. Again, we talk many things, but one of the other names, Yom Tov Chag, but there's also called Moed. You know, Yom Tov and Chag are just, it's a good day, it's a celebration. That's about perhaps what once was, what we're celebrating, what we're thanking Hashem for, which is extremely important. Extremely important to recognize what it is to constantly thank Hashem for even things that happened in the past. Moed, you know what the word Moed mean? We say Moed, Moedim L'Simcha. The Moed is a Yontif, Moed is a holiday. But the word Moed, similar, we know in the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Ohel Moed. How do we translate the Ohel Moed? The tent of meeting. Moed means to meet up. Meaning it's another time when I'm meeting up with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's a new opportunity, a new beginning, a new spirituality, a new boost in my well-being, in my health, in my mental health, in my spiritual health, even in my physical health. And it could be a springboard for the future, and it should be a springboard for the future. So Yontif is not just dwelling in the past and the celebration of how that affected me now, but it's the beginning for a brand new future, and I hope it will be for every single one of us. I was thinking about it, you know, you'll ask me why we're talking about this now when Shavuos was a few days ago, or maybe this shiur should have been given prior to Shavuos. But I want to explain to you something about Shavuos, something very important. We're still in Shavuos right now. And now you're thinking, Rabbi Kohn went crazy, we're not in Shavuos, Shavuos ended a few days ago. We're still in Shavuos right now because there's something called the Tashlumin of Shavuos. The Tashlumin Meshvus means as follows. Tashlumin means to pay back something that you missed. For example, some of you I'm sure are familiar with the halacha, that if you miss a tefillah, you could do Tashlumin. If you miss a shachris, you could make it up by davening two minchas. It's paying back that which you missed. The source of that is actually from korbanos. Certain korbanos, if we miss them, we'll have an opportunity later to do them. So by Shavuos, they're karbanos you bring for the Yontif. If you weren't able, you couldn't make it to Shlaim to bring those karbanos, you have an entire week to bring Tashlumin of Shavuos. And therefore this whole week, if it was a time the Beis HaMikdash, you could bring the karban of Shavuos today. We're still in that week. That means the air of Shavuos, the Kiddush of Shavuos is still in the air. And therefore we still are tapping into Shavuos, and we're still connecting to Shavuos. Halachically, practically, with no Beis HaMikdash, I did see one area. There's a halacha, actually, it's brought down in the Gemara. You're supposed to visit your Rebbe if you can on Shavuos, on every Yontif, Kabbal Pnei Rabbo. If you weren't able to do that on the Yontav itself, you could do it during the Tashlumin, during this week. So there is, that's one practical way that it plays its role even in today's day and age. But I want to suggest tonight there's another way. Maybe that other way is that if we understand now the duality of every Yontav, and the Yontav is there to commemorate the past and celebrate that which Hashem did for us in the past that we're still living now, but also a springboard for the future and a chizik that we'll build off. Sometimes in the Yontav itself, we're so busy on the Yontav, and the Sudas and family, and it's very quick. We don't have the time, maybe, or we didn't, perhaps, do the proper cheshbon nefesh, the proper introspection of how I'm going to grow, and what way, how am I going to take Shavuos with me into the year. So maybe we have the Tashlumim, the Shavuos. Maybe we have this whole week to still do cheshbon nefesh, to still do introspection. How am I going to be a different person this year, Shavuos? From Shavuos, how am I going to be a different person? So I want to share what we can take away from Shavuos, and how Shavuos can be not just a commemoration of the past, but a springboard, and my year will be a different year because of Shavuos. I know personally, Shavuos, last Shavuos was of the greatest Shavuos of my life. I was in the hospital, but I learned so much about myself, so much about this world, and I'm so much more thankful of the little things in life because of it. It changed my life and my entire year, and I hope that this Shavuos could change all of our lives as well. How so? So I want to share two ideas. One is as follows. You know, the Tzedukim was a sect of Jews that basically looked at the Torah as just a written Torah, not an oral Torah. And they looked at the text, and that's how they understood the Torah. And so, for example, famously, the Torah says you should wear your tefillin bein einechem, between your eyes. So I'm sure you all know, even though you don't wear tefillin, that we learned that in Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, that it means on top of our head, but in the area between the eyes, but on top of our head, on top of the forehead, basically, on the front of the head, in the area between the eyes. They take it very literally. They don't have Torah Shebaal Peh, so it says Bein Einechem. They would wear their tefillin literally between their eyes, like on their nose. What else? The Pasuk says you start counting Svira Mimachras HaShabbos, after Shabbos. We know, based on Torah Shebaal Peh, that Shabbos in the Torah is actually talking about Pesach. It's actually talking about Pesach. Why it calls it Shabbos, there are deeper ideas. Pesach, in a sense, is similar to Shabbos because we didn't earn it. We're on the 49th level of Tumah. It was a holiness from above, just like Shabbos is a holiness from above. So the Pasuk says after Shabbos means we start counting Svira, as we all did, the second night of Pesach. The Tzedukim say, no, Me'orcha Shabbos means we have to count Svira always starting on Sunday. It says after Shabbos. You always have to start counting Svira after Sunday. After Shabbos, meaning on Sunday. If you always start counting Svira on Sunday, so according to the Tzedukim, Shavuos always has to fall out on Sunday. We could fall out on many different days. It would always fall out on Sunday. I want to share with you all a very deep Torah on what the Tzedukim really thought, and why the Tzedukim felt that Shavuos had to fall out on Sunday, besides for the textual reason we just explained. I want to share with you a deep idea. A very, very deep idea. You know, there are Zion Midos, there are seven Midos that govern our active lives. If you did count Svira in the Siddur, every day is connected to a different Midah. What are these Midahs? Chesed, Gvura. Chesed is kindness, which is Avas Hashem, love. Gvura, which is strength, which is Yira Shemayim, being in awe of Hashem. Tiferes is the synthesis of both, having Ava and Yira intertwined. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. You have Netzach. Some of these are very deep and hard to explain. We're not going to get into all of them, but Netzach is a certain nitzchias, is a continuity, a constant, a consistency in my avodah. You have Hod. Hod is splendor, is glory, is beauty in my active role in serving God. Yesod is having a foundation that's fundamental and strong, even when the going gets tough in a certain sense. And the Malchus, a certain majesty, a certain royalty to my avodah, is Hashem. Again, each of those is very, very deep and will take a long time. Each would take a whole shiur to explain. We're just going to focus on the first two, which I think are, in a certain sense, the easiest to understand, and you all have some foundation is. Chesed being kindness, which is avas Hashem, love of Hashem, and yira being awe, fear, which is gvura, strength. Chesed and gvura. There are seven midos, there are also 7 days of the week, corresponding to those seven midos. So chesed, which is ava, love and kindness, corresponds to Sunday. Gvura, which is yira, awe, corresponds to Monday. Now let's try to start understanding. The Tzedukim said, which we agree as well, there's nothing more special than Torah. There's nothing holier than Torah. And not only that, there's nothing that brings us more joy and simcha than Torah. There's nothing that reminds us everything that happens in the world is from Hashem and I'm a much happier person. Nothing that brings us more purpose, more meaning, more simcha in my life than Torah. The next time we start to feel for a moment that I'm not so besimcha, I'm not so happy, to ask myself, am I deeply connected to Torah in the way I should be? Am I deeply connected to Hashem through the Torah in the way that I should be? So as Dugam said, the day that we got the Torah, that has to be on Sunday. That has to be on Sunday because that's the day of Ava, that's the day of Simcha. It has to be on Sunday. It has to be a day full of Ava, full of Simcha. We, on the other hand, understand that although it's true that Torah is full of Simcha, true of Ava, true of love, and full of happiness, sometimes we need different ways to connect to Torah. Sometimes I'm not feeling it so much. Sometimes I'm not feeling it, and I'm not in love with it, and it's difficult, and I'm tired, and I'm upset, and I don't want to daven today. And sometimes I don't want to focus on my avodas Hashem in the proper way that I always should. And that's when I have to pull down and find a sense of yiras Hashem within me. I have to find a sense of awe and know that when I'm not feeling it, I'm not besimcha, I have to have awe and know that it's emes, I know it's best for me, I know it's what Hashem wants for me. I know that I'm not just a bas melech, a princess, but I'm also an eved Hashem. And that means it's through thick and thin we're in this. And therefore not only is Torah connected to chesed, it's connected to gvura. And if we understood all of the midos, it's connected to all Zion midos, yesod, malchus, hod, all of them. Meaning everyone has a place in connecting to Torah. And by the way, we have to constantly be interconnected by all of them. So Sunday might represent Ava and Simcha, and Monday is Gvura and Yira, but when I have Gvura and Yira, I also should be having Ava. They're interconnected. They're interconnected. And my relationship with Hashem has to be so deep and so real that hopefully it's full of Simcha and Ava, and we stress that all the time, but when it's not, we have to find the Yira, we have to find the awe, find that deep connection where it's so consistent and constant. And therefore, Tzedukim say it has to be on Sunday because of Chesed and Ava. We say it could be any day because every day is Torah. Because in every situation, I have to be connected to Torah. And even when I'm only doing it out of Gvura, and hopefully I have the Ava as well. But every day, and every day really is connected to Ava anyways. It should be. So the Torah and the giving of the Torah could be every day. And I believe this is from the Kedushas Levi, by the way, the Heilige Bardichever explains this. And I believe it's how we have to walk away from Shavuos. Shavuos is another Kabbalah Torah, another acceptance of Torah. And of course we're revitalized, hopefully, and reconnected. But it's through thick and thin. It's reconnected in the way that I understand Halavai, I should have Simcha and Ava, but if not, I have Yira. And every element of myself is to connect to Torah, connect to mitzvos. No matter what is going on, I need it. It's not just I want it, I need it. I know I'm nothing without it. And that's what I have to be mechazik myself. We all know famously, by Kabbalah's Torah, and we spoke about this recently, it was Kafalim Har Kigigas, we gave a different pshat, but it was a mountain on top of them. In a certain sense, Pasha Pshat and Gemara forcing us to accept the Torah. What was it? It was saying, not only, I know you have Ava now, you just saw 10 Makos, we saw the splitting of the sea. I want you to also have Yira. I want you to also have a certain fear, a certain awe. Because you need both elements to be consistent and constant in our Avodas Hashem. And every one of us, that sometimes a struggle. So You know, it's not a struggle if du es Hashem b'simcha. When we're feeling simcha, feeling close to Hashem, if du es Hashem b'simcha, it's easy to be if du es Hashem b'simcha. It's easy to mekayim simchas chas mekala by chasana. It's easy to have simchas purim. It's a little bit harder, as there's another pasuk in Tehillim. There's a pasuk if du es Hashem b'simcha that we're more familiar with, as we say in our davening every day in Mizmor Lesoda. But there's also a pasuk right at the beginning of Tehillim, Ibdu Hashem b'yira, that we have to serve Hashem b'yira with awe. And that's just as important. And we have to walk away from Kabbalah Torah, not just that we celebrated Hashem once gave us the Torah and we're so thankful for that, which is so important. But I'm going to revitalize my commitment to Hashem, my commitment to Torah, my commitment to mitzvahs, when I'm feeling it and when I'm not feeling it. And let's be real, let's be honest. You know, we could be very real now. We're all in our own homes and we could be very real. No one's putting on a show for anybody. At times it's hard. At times it's hard to daven. At times, not in the mood to dress so tzanua. At times, it's hard to be nice to everybody always and be on in that way. There are times when I'm loving it, I'm feeling it, and I want it. And if du es Hashem b'simcha. Times when it's Ivdu Hashem b'yira, but it's still Ivdu Hashem. It's still Ivdu Hashem. That's why it's true, it's going to be every day. It doesn't have to be on the day of Simcha, day of Ava. It could be every day. And every day is interspersed, then I'll find the Simcha again, the morale explains. I'll come back, you'll see also, by the way. And don't fear, because we all want to serve Hashem b'simcha. We all want to serve Hashem with tremendous joy. That will come back also. If you serve Hashem b'yira, the Simcha will come back also, you'll see. You serve Hashem, and you stay with it, you'll start to feel it, because it has an effect on us, because the Torah will bring that joy, because we'll feel Hashem in our life, and we'll feel that we're living a meaningful, purposeful life. So that too will happen. What an avodah. What a schus to be a yid. We have to feel that, and build off the Heilige Yontif Shavuos. And reach deep down, we have it within us, to be that yid who's Ivz Hashem b'simcha, and if this Hashem b'yira. But there's another idea I want to speak about tonight, Chavra. There's another idea in Shavuos that I think is just as important that we walk away from, because now we're talking about what we're walking away from Shavuos, and we're still in it, Tashlumen, how we're walking away from Shavuos. You know, every single Yontiv that we celebrate, Pesach, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, they all have their mitzvos hayom. They all have their mitzvos hayom. They all have their mitzvos, right? They all have their particular mitzvos. So on Pesach, we know that you're supposed to eat matzah and eat maror and drink dal kosos and not have chametz. On Sukkot, we sat in the sukkah and we take dalad minim. And on Purim, we heard the Megillah, and Mishalach Manos, and Matan Tlav Yonim. Chanukah, we like the Chanukah menorah. Every Yontiv has their mitzvos. All Yom Tovim have their mitzvos, except for Shavuos. Shavuos has no mitzvos. Did you think about it? I know there's a minog, a custom to stay up all night learning. This year that was hard for many, some did, some didn't. That's not a chiv, not an obligation, not a mitzvah. There's nowhere in the Torah it says you have to stay up all night learning Torah. There's no mitzvah for Shavuos. Why is that? Well, one simple understanding is if it's Kabbalah and Torah, all the mitzvahs connect to Shavuos in a certain sense. But I want to share something deeper tonight, also from the Kedushas Levi, also from the Heilige Bar Ditchever. Listen to what Kedushas Levi explains. Kedushas Levi explains that there's something in the world called Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is when God constricts himself and makes himself tangible in this world. Because God really should be Ein Sof. God should have absolutely no place in this physical world which has structure and has ends and has limits. God has no limits. How can we feel God who's Ein Sof. So God constricts himself and makes himself tangible to us, and that's called in Kabbalistic language Tzimtzum. And if we want to, as Kedushas Levi explains, we want to connect to Hashem on a Yontif and really feel the Yontif, he had to make physical manifestations, and he gave us particular mitzvos to help us really feel the Yontif and connect to the power of that Yontif and what we're supposed to be connecting to on that Yontif. And those are the mitzvos. On Pesach we have mitzvos, and on Sukkot we have mitzvos, and on Shavuos we have mitzvos, and on Chanukah we have mitzvos, and on Purim we have mitzvos. What about Shavuos? So Shavuos is, as we said, Kabbalah Satorah. And Shavuos we were given all the mitzvos. And Shavuos is so holy and so special and such an incredible reliving of that moment in time when God revealed himself to each and every one of us. And we were all there, our souls were all there. Shavuos Hashem says to us, Kedushas Levi says, you get to choose the mitzvah. You get to choose how you want to be mitzamtim, how you want to connect Hashem in a restrictive, in a constrictive, in a way that you choose. I'm not telling you how. You get to choose. In other words, on other Yom Tov, we did mitzvahs that helped us connect. Here, we have to choose what is going to be that mitzvah that helped me connect to a year of Kabbalah Satorah. I get to choose what my mitzvah is going to be. And therefore, it's up to each and every one of us. And like I said, it's still these days after Shluman, this week, tonight, tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, by Shabbos Kodesh, that we're going to choose one mitzvah. That's my new Kabbal Satorah. My Shavuos Tavshin Pei. I was Mekabel X. I was Mekabel, maybe I wasn't till now, to start davening Mincha. I was Mekabel that every brach I make, I'm going to make slowly. I was Mekabel to take on a certain Inyan and Sneas that I wasn't doing. I don't know. You have to choose. I'm giving you examples. I'm not suggesting any of those as should be your personal one. You choose. You think about it. You, Hashem left it to us to choose. Hashem gave it to us the ability to choose. And therefore it's up to us to choose how I'm going to walk away from Shavuos. To choose how I'm going to allow Shavuos not just to be a commemoration of the past, because I realize I'm today different because of it, but also be a beginning. Also be a chizik, an inspiration for a different year. It's up to each and every one of us how I'm going to do that. What is going to be my Shavuos? And then I could trap in Shavuos. That's why Shavuos is called Atzeres as well. Atzeres means to close in, to shackle. We have to close in Shavuos and decide that it's going to be with me all year long. And what is that? Whatever, the first and foremost, to recognize my commitment to overall Avodah Hashem, Ba'ava Ubiyira, because I believe that's what Shavuos' lesson is, by being on any day, not like the Tzedukim, and the lesson of Kaf Olam HaKagigas, Ba'ava Ubiyira, with love and with awe, but then to choose one particular way, what's going to be my Shavuos mitzvah, my Kabbalah Satorah. It's Kabbalah Satorah, how can I know? I know, some of you might be thinking now, Rebbe, you always tell us, and we always speak, and you've heard from many Rebbeim, the importance of taking Kabbalah to grow. Although it's very true, it's hard. It's true. Any moment of inspiration, it's going to help us. But a more important time than all year, than when it's Kabbalah HaTorah, when I'm accepting the Torah upon myself, don't I have to accept something that's going to change? And that's going to be my Shavuos Mitzvah, because Hashem didn't give me my Shavuos Mitzvah. It's up to me. And small changes make a big difference. Small changes make a big difference. My goal can't be perfection. My goal has to be progression. Always. And that's one mitzvah at a time working on. And I'll tell you something incredible I just read recently. To understand how just every day growing a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, the magnitude of that. Small change, but consistently changing. If I offered any of you the following two possibilities, I would give you right now, today, $1 million. I don't have $1 million to give you, but I'd give you $1 million. Or, listen to this, incredible. You'll pull out your iPhone and do this on the calculator because you're not going to believe it when you hear it. Either $1 million or I'll give you a penny, but every day for 30 days, that penny will double. What would you choose? Now, obviously, being that I'm throwing this out at you, you're going to choose the least obvious. But let's be real. That sounds like very little. Okay, a penny, so you start doing it. Day one, you have one penny. For 30 days, just 30 days. I'm not talking about 100 days, 200 days, 30 days. So day two, yeah, I will give you two pennies. Now you're up to three. Day three, double the two. It's four pennies. Day four, 8 pennies. Day five, 16 pennies. Day six, 32 pennies. That's already, you're at day six already. You're 1/5 of the way there. You're only at 32 pennies. You're only at 32 pennies. Doesn't sound like anything so gewaldic. $1 million today, or a little bit of growth every day. Every day doubling, starting with a penny. Not starting with $10, starting with a penny. So what are you going to choose? What are you going to choose, Chaver? So those of you who chose $1 million will get $1 million. Not too shabby. Not too bad. Those of you who choose every day to grow, those of you who choose a penny doubled every day, at the end of 30 days, would have $5.3 million. $5.3 million. Sounds crazy. I read this earlier today, and I took out my phone, and I did it 30 times. 1 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2. And then at the end of the time, you know, whatever number you get, divide it by 100, and you'll get your dollars, because you're starting with, these are pennies. $5.3 million. You started with a penny, you doubled that penny to 2, you doubled it to 4, you doubled it to 8. Just doubling a penny compared to the 1 million. Do we understand what a little growth every single day can do for us? If we're constantly in a state of growth, we constantly have to be in a state of growth. You know, earlier today, I got a voice note on my WhatsApp. I have a young man, he's married with children, works in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, wonderful, wonderful individual who I don't believe I've ever met in person. If I recall. But we have a correspondence, Baruch Hashem. You know, he listens to a lot of the shiurim, and he often will be in touch with me with questions, with comments. It's amazing, technology and what one can do. And the relationship you could build based on Torah with technology, it's unbelievable. And he was in touch with me earlier today. And he wanted to talk to me about Baruch Hashem. He was taking upon himself, I don't want to get into all the details, but this is a guy, Baruch Hashem, very special. He's a mechanech and a very special person, incredible balmidos. And he's Moiser Nefesh. He wakes up at like 4:30 in the morning or something to learn in the morning. And he said to me, you know, I realized that's not Moiser Nefesh. That's not sacrifice. But I started, you know, I used to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon for an hour because he wakes up so early. And the Rav and his community started giving a shiur. I decided I'm going to start being Moiser Nefesh and go to that shiur. Both Moser Nefesh and go to that shir for an hour instead of taking the nap. Moser Nefesh and go to that shir. And he goes to that shir instead of taking his nap. And it's hard because now he's more tired the rest of the day. And he said, Baruch Hashem, I feel like I'm being Moser Nefesh or Torah. So he left a message back, what chizek I got. On one hand, I said, first of all, waking up 4:30 in the morning is sacrifice for Torah. But at the same time, you're right. Once it becomes your norm, whatever you're doing, and you took it upon already for years or for months or for whatever, and that becomes your norm, so that's beautiful, that's wonderful, that's amazing connection to Hashem. But no longer is that your Mesiras Nefesh, no longer is that your sacrifice for Hashem. If you want to continue to grow, you always have to sacrifice and take upon more. And that's how Halavai, you'll continue to learn 4:30, you'll have a beautiful relationship with Hashem. But you want it to even grow, it has to be more steps, more couples, more Mesiras Nefesh. And this guy is going to have it. He's incredible. He's a married man with children. He's much older than all of you, and he's growing, and he's growing. And he's taking upon a small or big, I don't know what you call Kabbalah, to grow. And we as well. Each and every one of us. We just lived through Shavuos. Of course, we had a beautiful Yantav of Akar Zatov to Hashem, for giving us the Torah as he did, and knowing that we're different because of it, and knowing what it is to be a Torah Degiyid, and always realizing what true Akar Zatov is, not just in the moment, but always feeling it. But that can't only be what Shavuos is. Shavuos has to also be a new beginning. A new chizuk and inspiration to be a different person. To grow. To grow first, as we discussed in my connection through Ava and Yira, through thick and thin. But also, to find that one Kabbalah, my Shavuos Tashim Pei. And Amir Hashem, in a year from now, when we learn together in preparation for Shavuos Tashim Pei Aleph, that hopefully will be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, but most definitely will be in person. We'll be able to say, wow, that Kabbalah I took because of the Tashlumim, the few nights after Shavuos, and I thought of it, and I took one thing. I kept it all year. I'm a different person because of it. You should all be Zocha. And you'll see through that, it's not only one little growth. Then you'll take another growth, and it's going to be those pennies that turn into 5.3 million. But more than that, you know what else it does? It keeps you connected to Kedusha of Purim. The Kedusha of Shavuos, I'm sorry. The Kedusha of Shavuos that was so hailing and so special, keeps you connected. I'm always living Purim. I'm sorry about that. That's just how I live. But anyways, the Kedusha of Shavuos, because that was from your Shavuos. You're still keeping Shavuos with you because it changed you. You concretized the moment and became a different person. And we should always be in that state of growth and always be building a closer, deeper relationship with Hashem and keep the Kabbalah Satorah in the deepest of ways. You know, the world has been crazy. And our lives have been turned upside down. But hopefully if there's one thing that came from it, was a little more time for introspection, a little more time for Cheshbon Nefesh, a little more time for personal growth. And therefore it can't just be that we thought about that and felt that. There has to be at least some concrete change. Let's make sure we walk away with Shavuos with one concrete change in our Avodas Hashem. And we'll be able to next year Shavuos say, Rabbanu Shalom, I did it. A different person this whole year because of last year's Shavuos. And just never stop growing. Everyone should have a beautiful, wonderful rest of the night. Mirat Hashem, we will continue. Bekar of Mamish, to continue to grow together and learn together. I hope and I daven next time in person. Kol Tov, have a great night. It's already Wednesday night. We can say have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha, full of Bracha. Kol Tov.